I'd like to call to order the Thursday, May 9th, 2019 meeting for the TAC committee at 1:30 p.m. And it appears we have a quorum. So we will move on with the minutes. I will accept a motion to accept the minutes.
John Kovacic.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Tomorrow, I second.
Very good. Having a first and a second, any comments or questions regarding the minutes? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Minutes are approved. We will move on to our staff reports. Mr. Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attachment 3A shows our year-to-date expenses and the percent of the budget that we've expended, which is about 54%. We're in very good shape, and it will allow us to do some things in the future that I'll talk about in the next item. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Good. Any questions for Mr. Baker? Okay. We do not have to...
We do need a motion.
Oh, we do need a motion?
Yeah.
Very good. So I'll take a motion to for the financial progress report.
True.
Very good.
True
Thank
second.
You. True second. Any comments, questions? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Very good. We will move on to the technical progress report. Mr. Baker.
Thank you. Since I gave myself a fantastic segue. So just a couple things I want to let everybody know about. First of all, as we had sent out some data with pavement condition ratings that ODOT has typically collected for free over about every 2 years. This time around, and we've always discussed the quality of the data, if we think it's really telling us what we want it to, or what we, is it telling us the truth, so to speak? We started doing some analysis of the data and determined that that we're feeling like we need to start getting our own data source for pavement conditions. So AMATS is going to be, is putting out an RFQ to hire a pavement management consultant to do pavement condition indices or pavement condition index on our two counties for the federal aid roadways. I know some of you already use PCI as an analysis tool. This will include state routes in municipalities, but not state routes outside of municipalities. Basically, the roadways that are eligible for funding through AMATS for our membership. So we're looking to start collecting that data, hopefully beginning this summer and into the following year, and have 2 years of data, and then hopefully start to build our own database of more accurate data in smaller segments that will allow us to analyze the whole system and really, at the end of the day, help us determine how much funding that we receive, how much of it should be put towards resurfacing. Can we get an average PCI for our area? How do we raise that PCI average? Or whatever corresponding indices to make sure that it works, that we're spending the money in wisely. So that's going to be happening here this summer. The second issue is we were approached by one of our non-dues paying members, the city of Rittman, and they've decided that they think they'd like to come back into the fold. They are already members, but this would, because of the geography, but they had stopped paying dues a few years ago. They decided they want back in. They have a new city manager. And so Heather will be talking about the work program today, which has a list of your local dues. If Rittman does give us the confirmation that, yes, for sure, they're joining, your final dues payment will be slightly lower when you're invoiced in July. So keep that in mind. So if the dues number doesn't match up to what you saw, what you're approving today, that's because we have an official commitment from the city of Rittman that they're also paying dues. And so we're going to keep the amount we collected the same. We're just, the dues will be slightly different. So, but with that, those are the two major things. We continue to work on major planning items. We're going to be talking about the preservation needs report today, which is really a big one, I think, as we think politically, too, of some of the infrastructure talk that's been going on. I know probably some of you heard the sound bite last week of not $1 trillion, but $2 trillion. So last week, President Trump met with Senate Minority Leader Schumer and House Majority Leader Pelosi, And they came out of that meeting saying that they wanted to have a $2 trillion infrastructure package. However, they did not discuss pay-fors and have not since discussed pay-fors, which could continue to be an issue. There's some small sliver of hope that we might actually have some kind of infrastructure package before we get into election season, but everything that I've read says the window is small and closing rapidly. So I'm assuming with the additional subpoenas and executive privilege that there's probably, in the other realms of politics, it's probably a fat chance in hell. But we'll see. And with that, though, the FAST Act, which we currently operate, does expire after 2020. So if things don't happen soon, we're going to just be talking about another reauthorization. And so, you know, we probably will be coming to our members to ask for, you know, resolutions of supporting, you know, additional revenues to the Federal Highway Trust Fund, trying to grow the pot for our locals. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions. And, yeah, hand it back to the chair.
Any questions for Mr. Baker? Okay, well, thank you, Curtis. We will be moving on to the federal funds report. Mr. Poulet.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. A couple things I'd like to touch on. First of all, we did have a TIT subcommittee meeting on April 25th, and one of the things we discussed was what Curtis just talked about, the MXY gathering of PCI data. A couple other things we talked about was limiting the number of projects that a community can receive to 3 projects per funding category. And we still had a couple other things we wanted to discuss. So we decided to schedule another meeting. When I put this together at that time, it was supposed to be Thursday, May 23rd, and then we found out there was a conflict on that day, so I changed it to Friday, May 24th, and just this morning I heard about a conflict that on that date, so I just sent out an email before I came over asking if maybe Tuesday the 21st will work. So tentatively, Tuesday the 21st will be our next TIP meeting. We had a project review meeting on Friday, April 12th. One of the themes that I kept hearing over and over again is, can you move our resurfacing project up? And the answer to that is yes, if we can. We look pretty good in 19. We're just about 100,000 over, and in fiscal year 2020, we're approximately 1.5 million over, but then in fiscal year 2021, we're 4.5 million over. So I'm really hoping for a miracle by then, like a new transportation bill, maybe some additional money. But I know all of you have projects you'd like to, you know, resurfacing projects you'd like to move up, and if we can, we will. It just depends, what happens with some other projects. And finally, once again, I'd like to remind you, we'll be accepting CMAQ applications in July, by the end of July. If you happen to have a CMAQ application done and just sitting on your desk, please go ahead and turn it in, because there's a lot of work that we have to do with those. We have to do some air quality analyses and such. So I guess I'd just like to tell you that the sooner, even though they're due at the end of July, the sooner the better. If you can get them into our office early, I'd really appreciate that. And here's the big change I'd like you to know is, usually we accept the rest of our funding applications in October. Last time it was at the end of October. This time it's going to be by the end of August. We want to get the applications in a little sooner this time so we can evaluate everything and have a final list of projects by our December meeting. So CMAQ will be due end of July. All the rest of our projects will be due end of August. So, and if you can get the sooner the better for the CMAQ projects. And one last thing that's not on here, I just want to add, is last week we got some good news from ODOT that MX will be getting an extra $2.5 million called true-up money. And I tried to figure out exactly what that is, but I still don't quite understand it. I'm just grateful we're getting it. It should hit the books. It's supposed to in 2019. I think 2019, fiscal year 2020 seems more reasonable, but that is certainly good news. So possibly with that and with what happens with some other projects, perhaps we can move some things up if possible.
Yeah.
So that's all I have.
And Dave, not to get too much in the weeds, but I think what the true up is, it's basically looking at, while the FAST Act authorizes the funding, the feds still appropriate the funding, and those amounts can fluctuate, and ODOT always estimates what the appropriation is, and then when the feds come back with the final appropriations, that's where we true up. And so ODOT realized, hey, we actually, based on funding allocations, the AMATS, MPO, all the MPOs are getting additional funding. So we're hoping that we'll see that start to show up in our 2020 program, which, will then kind of, as we move forward, how we manage that program, that'll be a help. So. But it's a one-time only thing, so, you take it when you can get it.
So if there's any questions, I'd be glad to try to answer those.
Mr. Poulet, will you also mention about the legislation? So if anybody needs that legislation, how we were going to allow that, the applications come in August, but we would...
Yes, that's right. Some of you at the TAC TIP meeting mentioned that sometimes your council is on vacation for summer. So if you can't get your legislation turned in with your project, we will accept that later once council resumes meetings.
Any other questions for Mr. Poulet? Okay, thank you. We do not have any old business, so we will move on to new business, and we have Amy.
Are also listed in the report by community, so you can see how well your community has been. improving, please note that that only includes the roadways that ODOT actually rates. It doesn't include any of your local roadways or anything that's not functionally classified. So your local roadways can be really wonderful, and that is not going to show up in this PCR table. Existing bridges, we have a total of 1,310 bridges, 8.7 million square feet. The only bridges that NMAPS funds are basically the bridges over 20 feet and turnpike bridges, which turnpike pays for funding all, is in one federal pool. So we excluded Army bridges, private bridges, railroad bridges, and bridges under 20 feet. If anybody has any questions about that, a lot of the private bridges are things like pedestrian bridges. We have quite a few private pedestrian bridges, skywalks, and things of that nature. So those bridges are not included for federal funding. The Army bridges, private bridges, and railroad bridges are always rated. I separated all the less than 20 foot out first, and then the Army, private, and railroad bridges over 20 feet are also not included. So, because we don't fund private bridges. For example, we have one owned by like Akron Children's Hospital, you know, over the road. Akron Children's pays for that. So things of that nature. And railroad bridges are obviously covered by the railroad companies. So they have to maintain those. So this time we did something a little bit different. In the previous reports, our bridges were analyzed in a basically 1 through 10 category. And the feds have changed the way that they rate bridges. Although ODOT still rates them 1 through 10, typically 1 through 9. The feds changed it to basically a fair, good, poor rating, and anything that is considered poor is considered deficient now. So I did look, and poor does not necessarily mean 1 through 4 or 1 through 5. It's not straightforward, but it's the way that the feds do it, so it's now the way we're going to be doing it. So of the bridges that we analyzed, there was only 41 bridges out of 947 that were considered poor, in poor condition. Two of those bridges are completely closed to all traffic, pedestrian traffic, everything. They're completely closed. And 8 of those bridges have posted restrictions on them already. So preservation costs. For roadway preservation, we did both resurfacing and pull-depth replacement. And then for bridge preservation, we did painting of the structure, deck overlay, deck replacement, and then replacement of the whole superstructure. For roadway preservation, we assumed there'd be 2 resurfacings between now and 2045 across the entire roadway system. Pavement replacement, we assumed 5% of all the roadways would be replaced between now and 2045. As I said before, minor collectors and local roads are not eligible for federal funds, so they were not included in the costs. And the costs were based on lane mileage, not just straight mileage. And the cost estimates were provided by ODOT in 2019 dollars. So our pavement costs were approximately $1.2 billion between now and 2045, and that was just for resurfacing. And full-depth replacement was approximately $163 million between now and 2045. For bridge preservation, our costs from ODOT as well were assumed to be $34 per square foot for painting, and that was assumed every 17 years. Deck overlay was $47 a square foot, and that was assumed every 17 years. Deck replacement was $165 a square foot, and that was assumed every 50 years. And replacement was considered 190 per square foot, and that was assumed every 8 years. The costs, like I say, were also provided by ODOT in $2019 for comparison, and the costs were estimated over a 27-year frequency. So the costs were estimated by dividing the number of years of replacement divided by the 27 years, and then multiplied by the square footage of each deck, of all the decks. So for bridge preservation, we have about 8.4 million in deck area, and for costs, we have about 2.4 billion between now and 2035. In summary, we have between now and 2045 for all preservation's needs, we have about $3.78 billion in needs just for resurfacing replacement and bridges. And you can see there's $1.25 billion for resurfacing, $0.16 billion for pavement replacement, and $2.37 billion for bridge preservation. These estimates will be subtracted from what we have available for the 2045 plan, and then projects will be based on how much we have left over.
Good. Any questions?
Amy,
would we be able to get a PDF of the display there?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Amy, I'm trying to look it up real quick, but what did we say was the difference between the last time we did this?
Oh.
I'm trying to find it in here.
Yeah, I think I did have this.
17%. Oh, 17%. Yeah.
It was a 17% from 2016 to 2019. It was a 17% increase in cost.
Yeah.
And the lane mileage did not change whatsoever. And the bridge mileage, or the bridge decking, I'm sorry, was not very much more. So most of the costs were basically just inflation.
Mm-hmm. So the number keeps going up.
Creeping up every day.
Any other questions? Hearing none, we're being asked for a motion, so I'll entertain a motion.
So moved. And Clary.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Kuzner, second.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Very good. We will move on to resolution number 2019-05 to reestablish transportation conformity for ozone and fine particulate matter standards in the Cleveland, Akron, Lorain area.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome.
Resolution 2019-05 reestablishes transportation air quality conformity for ozone and fine particulate matter, as AMATS is within the 8 County, Cleveland, Akron, Lorain, non-attainment area. Transportation conformity is required to demonstrate that emissions resulting from planned transportation system improvements should not exceed an area's emission budgets in meeting national air quality standards. A new 2015 8-hour ozone standard has been established for the Cleveland, Akron, Lorain, non-attainment area. And this is compared with the 2008 maintenance area ozone standard, along with the fine particulate matter standards that are shown in tables 1 through 4. The results of the air quality analyses are that the area's existing plans, programs, and projects meet the conformity requirements. This resolution establishes AMAP's concurrence with the updated transportation conformity. With that, the staff recommends approval of this resolution. Are there any questions?
Phyllis, how does this correlate to E-check, and when can we get rid of E-check?
No correlation. I have nothing to do with E-check.
I think, you know, what they keep doing is lowering the standard, Jim, and as they continue to lower the standard, e-check remains a control measure that's being used. I I mean, I think at one point we hoped maybe we would become in compliance, but the, you know, the goalpost keeps moving. And so, I mean, Sam, you could probably talk even more to that as the air quality specialist. Yeah. But
so we actually, in some of the 9 4-H counties, for you don't know me, I'm Sabrams. I'm the air director for Akron Regional Air Quality Management District, the local air agency for some of the 9 4-H counties. We actually monitor attainment for all pollutants in Summit and Portage counties. Our PM is so way below the, and we're actually designated as attainment. For ozone, we're lumped in with the MSA of Cleveland because all the stuff we produce goes up in north and east. So Geauga or Ashtabula counties, even though there's nobody there, they're monitoring not attainment. But it's because of our precursors. Because of that, E-Check was put in place to help with some of the pollution that's being generated here, if we can minimize it. And we've gone down tremendously in the region since the advent of E-Check. It's a pain, I get it. But it's an Ohio EPA project as part of our SIP package. And it's still cheaper than before the gas.
Sam, how much, just curiously more even as just a consumer, like I have to assume though the biggest reason is the engine efficiency, more so than E-Check. I mean, as the fleet continues to turn over, our cars are getting cleaner and cleaner and cleaner, that maybe eventually we might not have E-Check. I guess if we have all electric cars, you know.
Right. Yeah, the fuel efficiency and we've gotten rid of stage 2 vapor emissions at the gas station because those have been part of the car now. When you're fueling up your vehicle, there used to be a system that would vacuum the vapors out of the gas tank, the headspace, would vacuum it back into the tank. That's gone away because the vehicles actually have that capability. So as the fleet turns over, like you said, it might be. There's not as many clunkers with no catalytic converters rolling around as much as there were 20 years ago. So.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve Cheskowski.
Second.
Demasi, sir.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any other comments, questions? Hearing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Very good. We'll move on to resolution 2019-07. Or 06. Nope, 07. 06. 06. We're going with 06.
Are we sure?
We're positive. We are positive.
Amendment, or resolution 2019-06 is amendment number 18 to the current Transportation Improvement Program. This amendment adds two new projects to the TIP, and the reason these two projects are being added, these are two state urban resurfacing projects, and AMATS has been requested to pay for base repairs and curb ramps. We have a program where we will fund up to $150,000 for to help the community repair base areas where the base is really bad, and also to construct curb ramps where necessary. The first project is in Kent at State Route 59, West Main Street in Kent. And the other project is US 224 in Akron and Springfield Township. It was hard to describe exactly where these projects started and ended, so on the last page, I just put in a couple diagrams. But once again, this is only to pay for base repairs and curb ramps. AMATS does recommend approval of amendment number 18. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Good. Any questions? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Kovacic, so moved.
Second.
Commissioner, second.
Thank you. Having a motion and a second, any other questions, comments? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Now we'll move on to resolution 2019-07.
Thank you, Chairman, and good afternoon. Attachment 6C, resolution 2019-07, is the final transportation planning work program and budget for AMS fiscal year 2020, which begins this July 1st. A draft of the work program was approved in January by the policy committee, which was then submitted to ODOT for review. After receiving comments from both ODOT and FHWA, the major elements of the plan remain the same. Therefore, AMS staff is requesting approval of the fiscal year 2020 transportation planning work program and budget.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Thank you. Do I have a second?
True, so moved.
Very good. We have a first and a second. Any further comments, questions? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Right, I know, right?
He is a double header.
We will move on to resolution 2019-08.
Chairman, attachment 6D in your packet. These are two routine resolutions that AMS must pass each year in order to remain certified as a metropolitan planning organization. Resolution 2019-08 affirms AMS annual approval of the regional transportation plan, Transportation Outlook 2040. The same resolution also reaffirms the existing TIP and affirms the consistency of both of these documents with the state implementation plan for air quality conformity. The TIP and the 2040 plan have both been analyzed for air quality conformity in coordination with ODOT and been found to be in accord with federal regulations. The staff recommends approval of resolution 2019-08.
Any questions? And you do see that there are two resolutions. So we're for this. So the first one is 2019-08. Do I have a motion?
Jim Ballin moves to approve.
Do I have a second?
Reserve second.
Thank you. Any comments, questions? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. And then we have the second one, 2019-09.
Every 4 years, the US DOT certifies that AMS is operating the planning process according to federal guidelines. 2 years ago, AMS underwent its federal certification review, and the US DOT did certify that AMS will continue to conduct the planning process. In addition, annually, the AMS Policy Committee is required to self-certify that it is conducting the planning process according to federal regulations. So with resolution 2019-09, the policy committee certifies that the AMS transportation planning process is being implemented in compliance with all of the federal planning requirements. AMS activities are carried out under the continuing supervision of ODOT, and the staff is recommending approval of resolution 2019-09. Are there any questions?
Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second, Cheskowski.
Thank you. I have a motion. I have a second. Any other comments? Hearing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. And we will move on to resolution 2019-10.
Thank you. I apologize for this not being with the previous resolution approving Amendment 18, but this this really came in at the last hour, so we had to make another resolution out of it. This is, at the request of ODOT, this is adding $110,885 of federal funding to the Talmadge Road Interstate 76 Interchange Project in Portage County. This is for detailed design, which is scheduled in 2020, and this funding is The origins of this funding is HS is safety funding, federal safety funding. But we need to show it in our TIP. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to try to answer them.
Okay. Any comments or questions?
Staff recommends approval.
Very good. I'll entertain a motion.
Jim Ballon, move to approve.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Paraguay, second.
Thank you. Any further comments, questions? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. That ends the resolutions. Ask Mr. Baker. We have no other business. So our next meeting will be Thursday, June 20th, here at 1:30. And with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Let the record show that we will adjourn at 2:05 p.m.